Off the Ball, GAA.
I think it's just interesting seeing how maybe sometimes male coaches think or perceive how women want to receive feedback.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. On the way, Stephen Bradley is attracting the interest of Millwall. Marcus Rashford admits he's ready to leave Manchester United. And Mihailo Mudryk hires the same lawyers as Paul Pogba as the Chelsea winger looks to avoid a drugs ban. First up today, Millwall are keeping tabs on Shamrock Rovers boss Stephen Bradley. The 40-year-old is currently preparing his Rovers squad for their final game of a packed 2024, a Conference League trip to Chelsea. However, that could mark the end of his 8.5-year spell in charge. Bradley's among the candidates being considered by Millwall as they look to replace Neil Harris at the New Den. The London club will be familiar with Bradley's work and as recently as 2023 plundered the Tala club for Ireland under 21 international Adeyemo Amaku. But as he told Nathan recently, he's grown frustrated with the various factions in charge at Rovers.
We need to be very careful. I've said all along, if we're not aligned in our thinking and we're all not thinking of taking this club forward and keep progressing, well then very, very quickly you can find yourself in trouble. You look at Cork City, you look at Dundalk, there's many examples of this throughout the years.
So what do you mean by that?
Yeah, everyone needs to be aligned. I understand where I want to go, I understand where some shareholders go, some directors want to go, but not everyone's there. And we can't accept just being okay and thinking we'll be okay. And some people want that, and I'd question whether the club's interest is that hard there, which is a problem.
Because you look at last year and missing out on group stage, and I think it was a €2.3 million loss. You didn't get maybe everything that you wanted this time last year, but you qualified this year, and I think it's up on over €5 million already. Do you feel then your voice should have a stronger sway this time around?
No, I think our body of work over the past 8 years should carry a bit of weight and have some respect. I don't think it should be based on year. I don't think that's how you build a club. I don't think that's how you progress. I've made them feelings known to the club for quite some time. We need to work in cycles, not yearly, and based on what you do, because it can change so quickly year to year. That was my feelings last year, and it's still my feelings. It's not about getting everything you want. That's not what it's about. Football's about compromise and understanding that you win some and you lose some, both on and off the pitch. As long as we all want to take the club in the same direction and have similar thinking, and well, then you can accept that. You can accept that. But I'm not. Like I said in there, if you can't enjoy what this club is doing right now, what this team is doing,
do you think that all the members aren't enjoying?
I think the members are. Yeah, I think the membership has been fantastic. You know, I don't have one problem with membership.
The directors.
Well, that's where we need to be aligned, and that can be at the end of the day, your directors, your shareholders decide where the club goes, the direction. They're the ones that sign the checks. They're the ones that run the club. So their alignment is more important than anyone else's.
Conor Keighley's return to Drogheda United following a season with St Pat's. The 27-year-old defender started 14 of the Saints' first 17 games of the season, but he found minutes harder to come by when Stephen Kenny took over as manager. Keighley was a near ever-present during the 2023 season for Drogheda, and he says returning to the County Louth club feels like returning home. Cork City captain Keane Coleman looks to be leaving the club. He was named in the First Division Team of the Year, having helped the Leasiders return to the top flight, but he hasn't been offered a new deal by the club's hierarchy. Coleman says he's disappointed by Cork's decision, telling the Evening Echo it was his preference to stay with the club. Meanwhile, just 3 months after signing a new 2-year deal, Danny Murphy has left his job as Cork City women's manager. Marcus Rashford admits he's ready to leave Manchester United. He was left out of the squad that won the Manchester Derby on Sunday and wasn't missed as United came away from the Etihad with a 2-1 win. After the game, manager Ruben Amorim repeatedly said that Rashford and Alejandro Garnacho were not left out due to disciplinary reasons. Speaking to journalist Henry Winter, Rashford described Amorim's decision as disheartening, but one from which he'll move on. However, the forward says he's ready for the next challenge in his career and the next steps, adding that if he does leave United, there'll be no hard feelings. According to reports that came before his omission from the Derby squad, United were open to offers for Rashford as soon as January. But speaking on Monday's Off the Ball Breakfast, United we stands. Andy Mitten says, shifting Rashford could be trickier than many think.
It's all right, fans saying, get rid. Yeah. No. It costs tens of millions to get rid. You can't just get rid. And anyway, who's buying that player? Because, as I said, with his wages, he's going to cost, you know, more than almost any player in the world. And he's nowhere near that level. You don't see him at the Ballon d'Or events because he's nowhere near that level.
He's on an England squad, you know.
Madrid are thinking, you know, we want Rashford to lead our line. He's just miles off that level. And, you know, he's got a very complex relationship with Manchester United fans as well. I remember going back to the start of February this year, I stood outside the away end at Wolves. I couldn't find a single United fan who wanted him to stay at the club. And that was after going over to Belfast for a couple of days and enjoying himself, which was unprofessional of him. But then 3 minutes into the game, he scores a goal and fans are singing his name. So the situation can change for the fans and also for the player. And the only way you can get back in there is by playing well and by scoring. And he hasn't done enough of that this season. Not been a disaster this season. There has been moments. There has been goals. But not enough.
Here's what Ruben Amorim had to say on the matter at his press conference this morning, ahead of tomorrow night's League Cup quarterfinal away to Tottenham.
I think he's right. We have here a new challenge. It's a tough one. For me, it's the biggest challenge in football. Because we are in a difficult situation. And I already said that this is one of the biggest clubs in the world. So this is really a new challenge and the biggest one. And I hope all my players are ready for this new challenge.
So you didn't interpret that as he wanted a new challenge elsewhere? And have you spoken to Marcus about the interview?
No, not yet. Not yet. It was yesterday. I gave a day off to the lads. So he's our player and he's ready to the next game.
You, having left someone with this bigger profile as Marcus, do you have to then talk to him about his future and your future, or do you just kind of go on the training pitch, expect him to be there, and whatever happens behind the scenes in terms of whether he's part of your squad or not, just happen?
I spoke with a lot of players individually and during trainings. What I want is to take the best off of Marcus Rashford as the player. So I don't talk about the future, I just talk about the present. I want the best of each one of them. And that is the key point for me. I just want to win and to help the team to be better. So we are better with Marcus Rashford. And that's simple. And we try different things to push Marcus to the best level that he's shown in the past. So that's all.
So it sounds from what you're saying, both then and Simon's question, that you'd be quite happy for Marcus to stay here and be part of what you're trying to build, to buy into what you're trying to build.
Of course, because you, this kind of club needs big talent, and he's a big talent. So we just need to perform at the highest level, and that is my focus. I just want to help Marcus.
When there is a lot of concern over a player's future like Marcus, what impact might that have on the rest of the squad? How concerned are you about the other players? What message do you need to get across?
I think they are more simple than that. They focus on their job. Everyone, they are all the players. I was a player, and we are a little bit selfish. So they are focused on in their job to win the place in this team. So I think there is not even an impact in the team.
In terms of Marcus and Garnacho, are they both likely to be involved against Spurs tomorrow?
We have one more training, but it's the same situation of all the other players. If they train well, then I have to make a choice. We will see in the end of the training.
Would you expect a response from both of them on the park to sort of make a point of view?
Of course. I expect the best of each player every day. So we'll see after the training.
Ruben, I know you need to have that conversation with Marcus before you make your decision at the weekend's game, but if you do find out that a player wants to leave the club, would he be a part of the dressing room? Would you want to play like that round until January?
This is in the future. My focus is to have all the players in the best that they can be to prepare each game. So we are talking about if there is no if in this kind of club. It's just Tottenham, and let's focus on the game.
The first three quarterfinals in the League Cup take place tonight. Liverpool, the holders, are away to Southampton. It kicks off at 8 o'clock. Arne Slot will have to watch from the stands at St Mary's. He's serving a touchline ban for one match. Expect plenty of changes. We already know Kevin Kelleher will start in goal. Arsenal and Crystal Palace meet at the Emirates at 7:30. Those two sides meet at Selhurst Park this weekend in the Premier League. And Newcastle, who lost the final in 2023, host Brentford at St James's Park. That game kicks off at 7:45. Mihailo Mudrik has enlisted the same law firm as Paul Pogba as he looks to escape a doping ban. Chelsea confirmed yesterday morning the Ukraine international has been provisionally suspended after testing positive for the banned substance meldonium at the end of October. It would appear Chelsea have been aware of the Mudrik situation for the last 2 weeks as he hasn't been involved in their last four matchday squads. Mudrik denies knowingly taking a banned substance, but he can't even train currently at Chelsea's Cobham base as they await the results of his B sample. He'll be 24 in January, but he could be on the verge of a four-year ban. To avoid that, Mudrik has employed Morgan Sports Law, who helped Paul Pogba fight his own four-year doping ban, and he got it down to just 18 months. Chelsea finished top of Group B in the Women's Champions League when they came from behind to win 2-1 away to Real Madrid. Two penalties in the second half from Catalina Macario saw the WSL champions finish top of the group with 6 wins from 6. Real had to be content with the runners-up spot. Celtic's first ever group campaign ended without a point to their name with a 3-0 loss away to 20. They're sixth in the group. The group stage finishes up tonight. Arsenal and Bayern Munich go head-to-head for top spot on Group C when the two sides meet at Meadow Park from 8 o'clock. Manchester City will win Group D if they avoid defeat away to holders Barcelona. That game gets underway from 5:45. All those teams have already secured a place in the quarterfinals.